Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first
is a social experiment. A litmus test on the zeitgeist, if you will. It's just how I measure a temperature about what society is thinking. And sometimes you'll be presented with an instrument way later than when you needed it. So I remember the story from 5 years ago, but I wasn't doing the show 5 years ago. I was doing Car Drive then. And I was like, let me bring it here to First Things First and see how they would react. Listen to this. Just listen very carefully now. How? What's going on?
Just
can you stop taking pictures of the
Okay, hold on. Let's start again.
Yeah, okay. Who are you here with?
I'm here with me.
With you?
Yes.
Do you know any of the people on the team?
No.
Oh, can you stop taking pictures of the kids, please?
It's legal.
It's making me feel really uncomfortable.
Well, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable. You want me to show you ID?
I'm not asking for your ID. I'm asking you to stop taking pictures of our 7-year-old children if you don't know anyone that's here.
But it's legal.
I'm asking you, human to human, as a mother, if you don't know anyone here, can you please stop taking pictures of our children playing football this morning?
But I'm just telling you, it's not illegal.
That's okay that you're saying it's...
I'm taking pictures. I'm practicing photography. And
can you practice it on another...
I'm not here to scare you or anything like that.
But you are?
Your paranoia is unwarranted. That's what I'm telling you.
No, it's just an uncomfortability factor that these are 7-year-old children and you don't have a child here.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, there are children and we would like to protect them. So if you could take pictures and practice your photography somewhere else.
Taking pictures of them is not...
Okay,
what about other
then people? I will just post this to my 15 million followers on Instagram and let people know how creepy it is that this is what you're choosing to do on your Saturday morning.
And make all of our... Creepy to who?
All of these parents with these kids.
You're making it creepy.
So, the story is there's obviously parents that have their kids playing. It's a Saturday morning. And then a guy comes and starts taking pictures. Mm-hmm. He says he's practicing his photography. Mm-hmm. Now, sports photography in Paul will tell you is very dynamic. You need to be able to use long lens cameras, but also be able to focus and, you know, get the shot quickly. So you don't really get practice because you don't stand by the sidelines in real matches. So I suppose kids are the best way to do it, I guess. I don't know. Mm-mm. The problem is this is not a parent of any of the kids here. And so that lady, and I'll tell you who it is later, then approaches him and she's like, please don't do that. It's making us uncomfortable. In America, it's not illegal to take photos of the general public, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So you're allowed to, by law.
Mm-hmm.
But she asked him as a human at first.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mpo?
I think she's well within her rights. Because at the end of the day, if I don't want pictures, some stranger having pictures of my kids, then I don't want you having pictures of my kids. It's a simple request. And I like her approach because she wasn't aggressive. She wasn't rude. She was asking human to human. And then she said mother to mother. And the whole idea of him also saying... She says to him, you don't have a kid here. And he says, what does that have to do with anything? Has everything to do with everything.
Mm.
And there are many things in society generally that are not illegal, but they are creepy. And that is creepy. If you want to practice, then why didn't you go to an adult football game? Why didn't you go to the local 7-a-side football game where adults, grown men, are playing? Why do you take pictures of kids and you don't even have a child there? And also read the room. If you see in society, the fact that she's worried, it's because we are seeing many stories of kids going missing, being violated, molested, etc. So if you read the room, you would know. If there weren't such stories, no one would even, you know, look at him twice, bat an eyelid. But now because there's that climate in society, we have to be sensitive to these things.
Mm. Now wait right there. Let me add more context to this.
Mm-hmm.
The lady is white and the photographer is black.
Yeah.
Does it change anything with you guys so far?
Not
at all.
It doesn't change anything.
Not at all.
Okay. Let me add more context. The lady's famous. It's Hilary Duff.
That still doesn't change anything.
Doesn't.
And later on, this guy went on to sue Hilary Duff because he said she portrayed him as a creep.
But you're behaving like a creep in this particular instance.
He was.
But he's behaving within the confines of the law.
No, but you're
behaving like a creep. Yeah, but then we've stated that even if something is not illegal,
it can sometimes be creepy. And are we, I mean, she wasn't rude. She wasn't rude with it. So her being a celebrity actually adds more to it, that she could have decided to, I don't know, decide not to approach him because she didn't want that kind of smoke, but she decided, no, I will. And she was very respectful about it.
Outside of that, because you are popular or famous or whatever the case may be, you might have a decision that you've taken. Your kids are not meant to be in any public space because you're protecting them. Here is this person violating that, which is your personal decision and personal belief. So at the end of the day, her being famous is honestly neither here nor there.
In his defense, he also wasn't rude either, by the way. And he's well within his rights, just like she's well within her rights.
Right, but the responses, I mean, he's not even a parent there. No, I thought he was slightly rude. I mean,
but the law says he can take a picture of anybody anyway. Why does
why
it need
must
to be a parent?
Be kids? I'm with Saul. Why must it be kids? Yeah. We have no issues with you practicing your photography. Go practice there by adults.
And he lives in a, he exists in a society which is plagued with these problems of kids, you know, being harmed. Mm. And he knows this. So he knows where the concern comes from. It's not racial.
He's not wrong.
I'll give you a perfect example.
Let's acknowledge that. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but I'll give you a perfect example of why I stopped many years ago posting my children on social media. Yesterday, I was with my son walking at a mall, and somebody actually said to him, "Hey, Tato, how are you?" And he turned around and he says, "I don't know who that is." And I said, "You see, this is why sometimes when you are popular, you do not want to post your kids."
Yes, that is true. So I believe the duty and the onus is on the parents to protect the kids, right?
But how am I protecting them from a stranger who just comes there with a camera?
So she was right to try and protect her kids.
Yes.
But having said that, she had her kids out in public where the guy is able to take pictures. Now, Ege, you must decide for yourself. If you want to live in this society, this is what you need to deal with in the public.
But at the same time, if you also want to exist in society, respect other people's views.
The guy wasn't wrong though. That's all I'm saying.
No,
he wasn't wrong.
But creepy. And,
yeah, fine. But he wasn't wrong.
He was wrong.
Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. Are you on Hillary Duff's side or are you on the guy's side? The guy later died, by the way.
Did he win?
3 years later, he died.
He was suing her. Did he win?
No, he didn't win.
Wait. Why are you making it seem like she killed him?
No, I'm just saying, like 3 years later, yeah. He died. No, man. Hillary Duff is a CTOS. I don't think she'd kill him, but Agas.
The first question is, has she ever posted her children to her 15 million followers? If yes, then although that's a prerogative to do that, but you don't know who's following you. So if she's concerned about that, then she also must not post her children on Instagram. Simple as that.
It wasn't just her kids, by the way. It was other parents' kids as well.
Sizwana, that thing sometimes in fetu, it's wrong. Yabona mina njengam yesterday, bengiyobukela umfana amadlala ibhola. Yes, if I'm there as a parent, it's allowed. But when nje out of nowhere you're taking pictures of inqosi zethu, hayi, Sizwana, no. Shabu mkhele Themba Springs. Thanks, my man.
Sure.
I feel like this gentleman, if you are practicing your photography, he could have even went far ahead to the school head to be like, "Hey, I'm trying to practice my photography. Is it fine if I come at one of the practice matches? If you want, please alert the parents as well." And then he can have a collaboration with one of the pictures or some of the pictures that he takes. They can actually publish them in the school website or school magazine or whatever, or even ask the parents if they want. They can probably buy them at like R5 or R10 or $1, that side. I think he could have probably approached it like that, and then it would have made everybody comfortable.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with what Hillary did there. Nothing at all. As a parent, any parent will be looking out and doing exactly the same. For me, as I've got two beautiful girls, and every time a man steps up, I step in. And especially if, like you're saying, Sizwe, read the room. If a man in the days that we're living in is not able to read the room, then for me, that person definitely is a creep. Because you should be able to think, okay, in the society that we live in, this is why this woman would react like this.
I think that if you take a decision for your kids not to be exposed in public, for instance, then don't have your children out in public. For instance, if he was the paparazzi, then there's nothing she could have done to stop that. And it would be accepted as part of their work. What's wrong with this guy doing that?
Nah. So something happened to me last week. I'm a public figure, right? And I'm going to have normal moments with my daughter. We're going to the mall to buy a costume for school. And then we'll pass by the food court and somebody was taking a video of me and my daughter, and I walked up to them and said, delete it. If I was by myself, I don't mind. I'm a public figure. So what are you saying? People can't have normal lives with their kids because maybe they are public figures, or they can't have their kids?
Yes, because you're in a public area. That's exactly what he's saying. You're in a public area. If you don't want your kid exposed to that, don't take him to a public area. Build a football field for them at home where they must play.
We're do not that. All Cesar Gomos, bro.
That's the thing.
We can't do that.
Communal spaces. We speak about communal spaces all the time. So people are able to do what is within the confines of the law in that communal space.
Nah.
I yazi mina ngisesayidini lika Hillary ngoba abantwana basikhetheli ukuthi bazalwa ubani. And having said that, undlebe sikhanyilanga lo sanda kuboshwa ukhalelwa amasongo asigonyela nentombi yakhe ubeka matasatasa ney'ngane thengisiyithombe ziyingane i-pedophile layer. So unfortunately, as abazali kwamele senze ngakho kusemandleni ukuthi sivikele abantwana bethu. If it means ukuthi I must approach you at a soccer practice or whatever it is, ukuthi ungasho ukuthi umntwana wami, I'll do that.
Do you realize that it is everybody's right to be in this public space? You are now impinging on my rights just because you are a parent.
No, but by the mere fact that we step out into a public area, we all sort of sign an unspoken contract that you're going to carry yourself in.
Yeah, but he's not. But he's not in contravention. He's not in contravention of that contract. If he was doing something illegal, then I'd understand.
Okay, Caesar.
He's going about his life doing what is his legal rights. And now you're telling him he's not able to do that because you've got kids there.
If I'm in a public place,
yeah,
and I stare at someone, right? Yeah. For 5 minutes, just staring at them.
Yeah.
Or following them. That's not illegal, but it's creepy and it's inappropriate.
Sizwe, Lalela, even if this guy was not breaking the law whatsoever, the fact that you did not even ask for permission, you know, that is very creepy. Kula malanga, kids are getting abducted and all these ugly things that are happening. Mina, I'm on Hilary Duff's side here. How do you do that? As a, you know, I would have went and looked for that guy and sued him, because you have no right on doing that. Because what could have happened if the next thing umtana miyala like, and then this creepy guy was there taking pictures of my kid? No, man. It's very creepy and it's very wrong, to say the least.
Well, you would have lost the lawsuits because what he did was not illegal. So you'd have wasted your money.
When as a person who is famous and as opposed to family, how would you feel when if moto ata atunga wana how dinepe? How would you feel? Because now that guy or wrong, whether Hillary is famous or not, but taking pictures of someone's child without their consent is creepy. It's creepy batung repela dina consisting hand.
No, I can tell you exactly how I'd feel. I wouldn't like it. So you know what I do? I make sure that I'm never in a situation like that. I don't like being in public. I don't like people taking pictures of me. You never see me in public. Very simple. It's like saying, I don't like hanging around drunkards. Then you go to a tavern talking about, guys, stop drinking. You came here. This is a common space. If you don't like drunkards, stay away from the tavern. Who mak tina?
This guy you say is 100% was correct, okay? But I mean, I'm 100% agree with this woman. And the shame because she approach him nandi. Hey, lo putting abu begala is South Africa shame. Imagine je atati picture kubantwana benu ngapha idyadliwa leyo club leyo ubhize la hayi baba hayi and mina ngancana ngeke as much as I love picture feels hayi mara creepy guys guys ngisho uhlele sontweni or u drive ubona umzalwane omunye akubhekile you go and ask ukuthi umzalwane uyini ubona inge imangi yelo imoko ebusweni bamo something hayi creepy guys ngeke for this woman mu approach kahle ngabuza ngabuze ngaphakithi
The law might permit the guy to do what he's doing, but I think approach is very important. He could have gotten to the match, approached the parents and said, I want to practice my photography. Can I do it with your kids? That's it. It's very creepy to just see someone that you don't know start taking pictures of your kids. My daughter plays soccer. She's 17. If I see someone with a camera near her, I will flip. So yeah, he was wrong in his approach.
He was not wrong. Let me put it this way, right? There is such a thing as a standoff where he was right and she was right. So she feels like she needs to protect her kids. But he also feels like I'm well within my right to be here. He was not wrong. Why does he need to approach anybody? Why does he need to ask for permission to be in a public space? Do you not see that that in itself is an infringement of his own right now?
I know. I'm with Karen on this one. Karen is correct on this one. I mean, it can be just there taking photos of the kids. But then again, guy could be really innocent, you know, just trying to really, really practice photography. And you're saying it could have gone to an adult soccer match. It would have gone to a woman soccer match. That's still going to be a problem there. So maybe, I don't know, it's a two-way, man.
What I'm saying is that whether something is illegal or not, if somebody says to you that they do not like it and that they feel like it's invading their space, then you have to respect it and let it go. In this instance, I also feel that a man was defending himself because he's been labeled as a creep, and that's where the defense is coming from.
Yes, by the way, just because something makes you uncomfortable doesn't mean I need to stop it. That's another thing. You can be as uncomfortable as you want in this public area. Now when you're approaching me, it's making me uncomfortable. Why don't you stop that? You see? There are other things that we need to look at with a critical eye. Parents go into public spaces with their kids. Their kids make a noise. They run amok. There's noise pollution. And people tolerate it because they understand that it's children. Now when somebody's out there in a public space practicing his photography, you want him to stop that now because it makes you uncomfortable? Nah. Nah. Nah.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.